through all the texts, man. People love caping up for their favorite food joint, but like, sorry, KFC's not on the list of legendary places. Like, and we're getting that, believe me.
Somebody's mad, and I'm kind of upset Le Tub isn't on there.
Le Tub is legendary. I don't know how many years it's been there, though. Like, everything on this list was 50s and 60s. Like, did Le Tub open in the 70s? Because somebody said
the
50s. Somebody said the Forge.
No. 59 Le Tub opened.
Really?
Yes,
that should be on the list.
And their burgers, they say it's the best burger ever created in the world.
It's like a whole vibe there.
It's a good-ass burger. It really is.
Somebody says, Mai Kai smells like it opened in 1956. I've honestly never been there, and that's a place I want to go. I'm not even kidding you. That's a place I want to go.
It's a little moist.
Places get moist after a while. They do, right? You can walk into a place, because somebody texted in Okeechobee Steakhouse, which is in West Palm Beach, and I don't think this Miami Herald list included West Palm Beach, but it's on Okeechobee Boulevard in West Palm Beach, and like you walk in, it's got that moist old smell, and you get to a point where it crosses over this line where you'll never get that old moisture out of there.
Out of there. Catfish Dewey's people
Catfish
bring
Dewey's
up.
People are texting in, yeah.
Moist as well.
What about, you would know this better than I would, Hawk. Ever since I've been alive, Swenson's, right across from the U.
Swenson's?
I don't know when it opened, though.
Legendary. And there used to be Swenson's ice cream parlors all over the place. Is that one by the U still open?
Yes.
Wow, I can't believe that. Yeah, that's got to be there for a long time. But I don't think they did a lot of chains in this. That was at one point a chain. I don't know how many Swenson's are left. But, yeah, that's been there forever, long time. You know what? If you really want to do like legendary places that have been in South Florida, Bobby Rubino's, there's one left in Pompano Beach. Bobby Rubino's used to be everywhere.
Man, commercials.
Bobby Rubino's was, and then I think Tony Roma's came along, and then I think pushed them, if you will.
Somebody
I haven't been to Tony Roma's in a long time.
Uncle Al's and Davey.
Uncle Al's, I mean, legendary wing joint.
Go during the day.
Uncle Al's in Davie, and then isn't there Ricky's?
Where's that?
Ricky's is on...
Strip club?
No, Ricky's on Hollywood Boulevard, I think. I think it's west of 95 Ricky's. And there's literally not a window in the place. Isn't Ricky's the place where the Pac-Man champion or the Miss Pac-Man champion of the world was there for a long time?
On that old school strip.
Yes.
It's all one story and it goes down. It's a two-lane road. I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
I think
in Hollywood.
Ricky's been there. Yeah, in Hollywood.
Yes.
Been there forever. Yeah, Swenson, somebody texted in, opened in the mid-70s. So that's why I wouldn't be on the list, but also because I think it was a chain. Anyway, that list, a lot of people text in. Where did that list come from? Came from the Miami Herald. And I've been texting it back to people. This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. The story in the Herald came out May 19th. I just got to it now. Sorry. But I'm not even kidding you. That has been on my show prep sheet since May. I got to it now. I knew at one point that I would have to get to it.
Well, I'm glad you got to it when you were talking about old Kenny Rogers Roasters.
I wish that was on the list.
They've made it for years. Kenny Rogers Roasters folded, what was it, around 6 years?
It was.
You said like 90 to 97.
It was
something.
A short run. It wasn't,
No, the ones you brought up today, these are good, sustainable restaurants. Kenny Rogers Roasters, they didn't make it, bro.
Jackson's Ice Cream, 1956 it opened. Mai Kai, 1956 it opened. Frankie's Pizza and Arbetters, 1955 and 1959, respectively. Let's see what else here. Lester's Diner, 1967. Joe's Stone Crab, 1913. I didn't know it opened in 1913. I knew it was there a long time. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Stone Crab was 50 cents back then.
It actually was.
Cap's Place, 1928. What else we got here? I'm scrolling through all these. Tropical Acres, 1949.
No Pollo Tropical on that list, I see.
Sloppy Joe's, 1933. Jack's Diner, 1953. Our program director, Len, texted me. He said, Jack's Diner is awesome. I think I've been there. Now that I is that place Jack's Diner? Is that near BB&T Center or no?
No, there's a Lester's.
Oh no,
over
it's
there.
In Hollywood.
There's a Lester's by BB&T.
There's a Lester's by BB&T. That's what I'm thinking of. Which is not the original Lester's.
You know what? Over 60 years, somebody texted in, and this is something. Me and my wife fight over me going to this place. Rustic Inn.
Oh, Rustic Inn. I mean, I take relatives to Rustic Inn. They come in. They want some seafood. Mm-hmm. Got to take them for crabs. Rustic Inn, that is the place.
How do you go to lunch at Rustic Inn? Hell, they're open.
Well, that I always am marveling at that, too, with Crowder. I mean, that is a heavy lunch.
Yeah, I get 2 pounds of garlic
crab. Such a heavy lunch, man.
Man, I get all of it. Stone crab, everything.
And then Shorty's. Shorty's been there since 1951.
When you go $100 on lunch, though, I feel wrong.
Yeah, I mean, lunch.
I feel bad. Like, I'll eat a...
Like, everybody has a $5 lunch special. You're going to Rustic Inn?
So then that night, I eat a tuna sandwich for dinner just to even it out. I swear, every time I go to Rustic Inn, I just feel so funny leaving.
Even it out. Let's get some headlines here from Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. The Marlins will kick off a 3-game series, Crowder, versus the LA Dodgers at Marlins Park. Friend of the program, Jordan Yamamoto, gets the start tonight for the Fish. And the Miami Dolphins are in Tampa. They held a joint practice session with the Buccaneers ahead of their preseason game this Friday. Dolphins coach Brian Flores says QB Josh Rosen had an okay practice today. He needs to work.
He will not talk that guy up. He refuses to talk that guy up. There's always he refuses to talk him up.
He doesn't praise anybody though.
That's true.
Because when they ask him about Preston Williams, and the world loved that guy. Oh, he's developing young guy.
That
coming
is true.
Into his own.
That is true.
You know who that is?
Bill Belichick.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Yeah, it was like Jonas Gray. Oh, you feeling all good about yourself, Jonas Gray? Hit the bricks.
Cut him. Scored 4 touchdowns on Sunday.
Hit the bricks.
Cut him on Tuesday.
What else you got there, Solana?
Flores also said Rosen has to work on his body language in order to lead teammates. Okay. College game day, it was announced, will be at Magic Kingdom. We'll get to
that
a
little more. Yeah, I want to talk
about
that. I'm going to give you a college football update here in a moment.
Right. Antonio Brown took to Twitter and hopes someone will find him a Shut Air Advantage adult large helmet that was manufactured in 2010 or after. And finally,
I always find that interesting. He's going to go to Twitter for help in getting this helmet. Like, go to eBay. Like, go to eBay or send out an internal email to all NFL players. I'm sure there's some sort of thread. Like, I always marvel when people text us, hey, who won the Heat game last night? Bro, if you can text me, you can access Google.
Yes.
Like, come on, Antonio Brown.
AB, this is a kid venting. Call Shut. What is he talking? Call Shut and say, hey, find me a 2010 helmet.
I've got millions of dollars. I've got millions of dollars riding on me finding this helmet. I'm going to go to Twitter and hope that some jackass with 15 different accounts doesn't tweet back and send me on a wild goose chase.
Herbert in his grandma's basement.
Herbert is telling me.
Yeah. Go to Shut, AB. AB, it's really, he's a child. He's acting like a child. I don't know what happened to him. I want to say it's the money, but he already got paid by Pittsburgh. I don't know what's going on with AB.
His feet.
That changed everything, huh?
His feet. What else? Anything else, Solana?
Yeah, back to some serious stuff here, guys. Sorry. And finally, Romans have grown afraid of walking their dogs or taking their kids to playgrounds as urbanized wild boar have invaded the capital.
Shoot them.
What capital?
Rome.
But isn't Rome the capital?
Romans.
But you said like the capital as if there was a capital of Rome.
No, Rome is the capital.
I got you. Well, I appreciate the information. Is there any weather, Papa?
Wild boar, huh?
Shoot him.
Over to weather now, brought to you by Hialeah Park. Today's forecast in Miami is partly cloudy. 25% chance you will see rain today in South Florida. You can visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways, drawings all day long, and it's true to enter. Visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
Somebody texts in, I call BS on Hawk. When's the last time you went to Rustic Inn? Why is that hard to believe? Out of all the places, like, I didn't say I was at the nude beach. I was at Rustic Inn.
Why would you not go to
Rustic? I don't know. Why would he call BS on that? I've probably been to, I don't know, I've been to Rustic Inn maybe in the last 6 months. I mean, I don't go to Rustic Inn like it's Tucker Duke's. It's generally, you know, a few times a year. But it's not like
two times a year.
Like, how hard is it to get to Rustic Inn? Why is that hard to believe?
And they fixed that little bridge right there.
That is true.
Now you can get there. It's two lanes. It's three. It used to be one lane. Now it's two lanes.
The sinks right out there, right? Wash your hands.
I just looked up the Roman hot boar thing. You laughed at me saying, shoot them. They're about to release wolves to eat the boar. So now you're worrying about wolves eating your
kids. Yeah, I mean, how does that solve the problem?
Shoot them.
The wolves, too?
Either one of them. If they're in your neighborhood, come on, man.
Do you have anything else there, Solana, or can I move on to the college football update?
Already did weather, so we can move on.
All right, this college football report is brought to you by FIU Panthers Football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now at 305 FIU Game or visit ticket.fiusports.com. Solana, you're boiling hot because of College Game Day. So College Game Day is going to be at Disney World for the Canes-Gators game, they've announced. So, Canes-Gators game is in Orlando. Where is it? Camping World Stadium, I think?
It's not called Camping World Stadium anymore, but yes, that same stadium.
It's not called Camping World Stadium anymore?
What's the name?
Are you sure? I thought it was.
I just saw something recently that said Camping World Stadium.
I thought it was. Hold on.
I think I saw a text or email from the tickets I got.
It's called Camping World.
I was about to say, bro.
Why would you say it's not called Camping World Stadium?
I could have sworn I saw something that they had changed the name, but I was
wrong. Because you said that, I mean, definitively and matter of fact.
Yeah, no, I could have sworn, but I guess I read incorrectly.
Okay. So they're not going to do College Game Day there. They're going to do College Game Day at the Magic Kingdom, I guess. Now, what is and this is our college football update. What is setting you on high here?
I'm fuming here, guys, because College Game Day, a staple of the NCAA college football experience, when they had it here at Coral Gables, fans can go. The best part of College Game Day is two things. The fans who go create the atmosphere, create posters, the hilarious posters you see all the time. And then at the end, Lee Corso used to put on the mascot's head when he's going to choose who he's going to win. Those are the two best parts of College Game Day. Everybody would agree with that. And because it's going to be at Magic Kingdom, the open of the college football season for Canes fans, even for Gator fans, Crowder, because it's at Magic Kingdom, only people who have a ticket to Magic Kingdom will be able to go to College Game Day. Because it's at Magic Kingdom, there is a rule that you can't take in any noisemakers, no posters, no signs. Pretty much everything that makes College Game Day what it is won't be allowed at this College Game Day. And there's not going to be any designated access for ESPN commentators on College Game Day. So basically, you won't be able to meet anybody. They're going to be up right when you walk into Magic Kingdom. I'm sure you guys have been right where the train station is when you get off. That's where they're going to be up above everybody. So, I mean, they're pretty much taking away all the excitement, all the joy of College Game Day from the college football fans.
I have to tell you, I agree with Solana on this. I really do. The best part of College Game Day is the signs and the fan interaction. And if it's just going to be Mildred from Dubuque walking through because she's got to get to Space Mountain, you know, like it kind of loses the entire effect of College Game Day. The signs, you know, it's like Kenny Rogers Roasters. It's the wood that makes it good. Yeah. The signs is what makes College Game Day fun, and I'm with Solana on that. I think it's
thank you.
I think it's a bad idea.
But
it's
only 34 minutes away from the stadium, and the game's not till night.
But why not just have it at the stadium then, so people could actually have signs and be drunk and like honestly, like Magic Kingdom. I mean, someone's gonna walk in, they're eating a Mickey bar. Yeah, they're going to point. They're going to wonder if it's a ride. Hey, who is that? Is that Daffy Duck? No, it's the Oregon head.
Y'all are really upset by this.
Yeah. That's a bad way to start the college football season. And Miami deserves better.
Y'all, like,
not
game
so much
day
Florida.
Is that big to y'all?
Oh, game day is great. Yeah.
It's huge.
Game day is a big part of college football.
Can't watch college football on Saturday without waking up.
Oh my God. A bunch of people jump around with Sharpie mates.
9 a.m.
Kirk.
It's not Kirk.
Kirk.
Is it Kirk? Yeah, Kirk Herbstreet.
Herbie.
I was going to say Kurt. No, you're right. It's Kirk. Kirk Herbstreet. Yeah, the College Game Day roster, like, that is the best.
Wake
and then
up.
You're gonna sanitize it for Disney World? No thanks.
Just trying to make a quick buck because it's ESPN.
Yeah, you're trying to make a quick buck.
Now y'all hit it on the head.
Well, that's obviously it. It's I'm guessing the game's gonna be on ABC.
Yes.
Yeah, and so there's the tie-in
there
with
we
that.
Go.
But I get it. That's fine, but you're taking an iconic brand, College Game Day, and you're watering it down. For the corporate overlords.
But what if you're there for the weekend? You go that morning to game day because, like you say, it starts at 9. So you get there at 9, you hang
but
out all day.
But you have to get tickets to Magic Kingdom, he just said.
Yeah,
you can spend $120 to get into Magic Kingdom.
So if you really love game day like that, you go to Magic Kingdom, and then you see who really loves it, who really wants to try to make a sign.
You can't even bring a sign.
And then you got to go in the bathroom with your buddies.
They've got special police there at Magic Kingdom.
You got to sew your shirts together.
They don't mess around at Magic Kingdom. Didn't you get dinged for alcohol there?
Yes. They come out the woodwork.
He did. He got dinged for alcohol at Magic Kingdom because there's people and you don't know that they're employees, but they're watching you.
They caught me twice. I was two strikes.
You know what, Crowder? You're wrong about it just being 30 minutes away. You're wrong. You know why? Because
it's 34 minutes away.
Oh, no,
I
no.
Pulled
it
up.
Might be 34 minutes on the GPS, but here's the problem. When you go to Magic Kingdom, I'm a Disney expert, guys, just so you know.
You're,
I'm going to throw it out there.
Nothing.
It's on my resume. When you go to Magic Kingdom, you park at Magic Kingdom, but you have to either take the ferry. Only the weirdos take the ferry into Magic Kingdom. On the way out, you take the ferry out. You don't want to wait
this
for the line.
This sounds like a separate take.
What is he
but
talking about?
You take the SkyTrain. You have to either take the ferry or the SkyTrain to Magic Kingdom from the parking lot of Magic Kingdom.
How
about
you stop being so cheap and you stay on property?
Have you snuck some liquor in the studio?
Does it matter if you stay on property? You can't get to Magic Kingdom if you don't take the SkyTrain or the ferry. Right, you have to take the monorail.
Are you calling the monorail the SkyTrain?
The SkyTrain.
You're a Disney expert? You're a Disney expert? A self-proclaimed Disney expert?
They're changing the name.
And you just
They're changing the name.
The monorail the SkyTrain?
They're changing the name. How did you not know that?
Are they?
They are.
Because you just told me that Camping World Stadium is not called Camping World Stadium.
Debatable.
No, it's not debatable.
Gotta get your facts up.
This college football report is brought to you by FIU Panthers Football. Panther Pride is here. Get your season tickets now at 305 FIU Game or visit ticket.fiusports.com. It's the happiest place on earth. More of Hockman and Crowder next. Making fun of Solana in the last segment because he was calling the monorail at Disney World a SkyTrain. He called himself, in the same breath, he called himself an expert on Disney World and then referred to the monorail as the SkyTrain. And I'm making relentless fun of him. And then I just looked down and I got a tweet from Danny Garcia, who's one of our producers here. And he points out when I was making my my College Game Day comments there and I was saying, "Who is that, Daffy Duck? No, it's just the Oregon mascot." Daffy Duck's not at Disney World. It's Donald Duck.
Yeah, Don. I can confirm it's Donald.
But I never, thank you.
Expert.
But I never called myself an expert of Disney World. You did, followed it by the SkyTrain reference. I didn't even know what you were talking. I'm like, wow, this guy really is an expert. Like, he knows stuff about Disney World I didn't even heard of. And then I realized he's talking about the monorail, the most iconic mode of transportation in the world. I will give you quickly, I want to move off this, but I will give you quickly my take on Epcot. The worst theme park in the world. And I know, I feel like I have to couch this because sometimes they advertise. I love Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the Magic Kingdom with my family for years. Gone to
Animal Kingdom.
Is great. Like I love Disney World. I'm not one of these guys like, oh, Disney, blah, 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 blah. That Epcot Center is one long strip mall.
But you can drink around the world.
That, I mean, I get insane with anger when people argue that. I get insane with anger.
But you can.
But you could drink around the world anywhere.
No, you can't.
Do you know you could go here in Little River and get a Sapporo. I guarantee you can find a Sapporo, and guess what? Now you're drinking in Japan.
You went to Japan. You paid all this money. Beautiful vacation, by the way. Looked great on Snapchat. You went all the way over to Japan, spent all this money on airlines. You spent 24 hours in a damn plane there and back. Guess what, Hawk? I went to Japan in 3.5 hours. I drank a Sapporo, dropped a little shot in it. 3.5 hours I was there. Then I got a crumpet. I got a crumpet in England.
I have to tell you. No joke. There are people that believe, why did I go to Japan? I could have gone to Epcot Center.
Yeah.
Because
if you know any of those people, slap them.
He's playing a little bit of a bit there, but I know part of him believes it's true because so many people, they come back from Epcot Center and they go, oh, you know what? It was so great. It was like having a weekend trip to England, France, and Australia.
Oh, it's France. I was there. It's France.
It's nothing like that.
I cannot. Yeah, and so here comes the text. Hawk, you're off on this one. Disney World is for toddlers. Epcot Center is far superior.
Like, boom.
It's crazy. We were at Twin Peaks in Davie yesterday. It's the same concept. That University Drive corridor in Davie is the same concept as Epcot Center. A million different shops and restaurants,
yeah.
All a little separate from the other, a little bit different than the other. The difference is Epcot Center charges you $125 to get there. Then you have to walk the longest sidewalk in the world to get to the world.
And
you know what I mean?
They trick you like that's great to walk the big sidewalk.
Yeah, it's a big concrete honking sidewalk. I mean, it's just off. They don't even have a character standing there. Like, nothing.
Give me Goofy saying hi.
Right. Put anything out there. Put the Wonder Twins. Like, do anything. Like, give me the lowest end, like, just the bottom of the barrel. Nothing. It's a big honking slab of concrete. You walk. It's hot as hell out there. And then you finally get to Japan. There's a line of 600 sweaty, gross, fat people waiting to pay $18 for a Sapporo that I could have gotten on University Drive, you know, for $6 and not all the sweat and walking and I don't get it.
I met Mulan. I met Mulan at Epcot. Just want to let you know. The problem is you guys don't have culture. You guys lack culture. I've known this now for a while working with you. You lack culture. Go to Epcot. Get some culture.
You lack intelligence.
Honestly, if you're getting your culture at Epcot, like,
tons of it.
And then here come the tweets. Damn, Hawk, no Food and Wine Festival, huh? No. No, I'm not driving to Orlando for food and wine. Guess where else I can get food and wine? Downstairs.
They do have great stuff.
Downstairs. You know what?
Downstairs, you can get so many different foods.
The food hall here at the Citadel. I own this statement. The food hall at the Citadel is better than Epcot Center.
I second that.
He seconds it. So we have a quorum. Very
is
angry
that
there.
Easy to get a quorum?
I don't know.
Okay.
We might have a minion, but that's a whole nother thing. I don't know why I get so insanely angry about Epcot Center, but I do. Because it's one of these things where people will cape up for it. And I'm like, what am I missing here? I've been there. I've been there recently. I hate it from the moment I start that long walk. And then they try to, like, it's like, oh, here's a T-shirt that says England. You're in England. Like, what?
No, I'm not.
Like, no, I'm not. This looks nothing like England. It looks like a big shopping center in Orlando.
Fish and chips, though.
You know where else they have fish and chips? Downstairs at the Citadel.
Food hall.
Somebody texts in, once again, Hawk's opinions become facts.
I'm with you on this one, though, man. There's no climax to Epcot.
Epcot Center gets me angry. It really does, man. There's so many great theme parks in Orlando. And then if you go, well, it's where you go to drink. You know what? There's really good places to drink here in South Florida, like South Beach or Coconut Grove or Las Olas. Atlantic Avenue in Delray, like, the notion that there's better drinking at Epcot Center blows me away. Because if you walked onto South Beach and they said, yeah, there's where all the clubs are, it's $125 if you want to walk on the sidewalk and you go wherever you want. You can go to the Cleveland or do whatever you want. I'm not giving you $125. That's what they're doing to you at Epcot Center.
Right, but in South Beach, there's no Spaceship Earth ride where you can get a nice little AC rest, go on Spaceship Earth, you know, they Photoshop your face onto a little robot. It's a great time.
Spaceship Earth is a pile. I want to curse so bad. I want to curse. Spaceship Earth is so bad. Do you know what's a better ride than Spaceship Earth? A park. There's a park here in Miami Shores, just north of where the radio station is. You know that thing? You run it around. The kids hold on, and you run it around, and centrifugal force takes over. Better ride than Spaceship Earth.
Is it like, can you drink younger there?
No, I bet it's harder to get a drink there.
What do
I
you mean? Like easier. like fake IDs would work
no
better
chance.
Or whatever?
No,
because it seems like a lot of young people like to pour up there to drink. But like
it's
Hawk said, if I live in Miami, I'm going to go to Orlando to drink?
It's a thing. Like when you, especially for people in Miami.
Doesn't make any sense.
When you turn 21, you and your buddies go up to Orlando to Epcot. And you drink around the world.
Okay, that's
and you
fine.
Have
no,
to,
no, no.
You
like
have
a,
to
like
IG
a,
it.
Like a
rite of passage.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
And you have to IG it. At every
fine.
Country,
don't,
one drink
don't
at every
say
country.
You have to IG it.
You got to IG it.
No, back in my day, you'd put it on an actual corkboard. You would take a picture, you'd go get it developed, and you'd put it on an actual corkboard. No, I have no problem going there with your friends when it's legal to drink. But I'm saying to you, sing its praises and go back and talk about how great it is. Like, yeah, that one experience is great. You go drinking with your friends and you stay up at a hotel in Orlando and blah, blah, blah. That's great. To keep going back for a cover charge that, I mean, it's Pleasure Island, right? Pleasure Island had that cover charge. Yep. And then you could access all the clubs and whatnot. I mean, Pleasure Island, I mean, that was a joke that went out of business. If something goes out of business, it's not good. Except for Kenny Rogers Roasters, where it's the wood that makes it good. Hello.
Do you get women out of there, Solana?
No, no one meets women at Epcot Center. Sorry.
I guess you haven't been to the Morocco ride. You ever been on Soarin', brah?
And the texture brings it up. So
test track.
You turn 21.
Soarin' happens
drive,
to be a good ride. I'll give you that. Soarin' is a good ride.
The Nemo hours, ride.
You drive 4 hours to drink liquor.
You are not meeting women at Epcot Center. No chance, because everybody's sweaty.
Yeah.
You're carrying put the people at Epcot Center on South Beach. They're carrying bags. They're buying souvenirs. Like, they're not there to meet guys. They're buying souvenirs, and they're eating chocolate.
Because I was thinking, I try to relate. I try to be understanding. Remember when Freak Nick was in Atlanta?
Yeah.
We would drive in college to go to Freak Nick. It was called Freak Nick. Like, you knew what you were going for. I was trying to see if Epcot was something like that,
right,
where you're going to party.
And even on that, like, I'll give that the analogy of the Wine and Food Festival, where, okay, it's a special event, and there's a bunch of people that like what I like, wine and food. At Freak Nick, there's a bunch of people that like what you like.
Yeah, boy.
It's food and wine, Hawk. Food and wine, okay?
What did I say?
You said wine and food. Get it right. Food and wine.
Well, I wouldn't go. I don't like either of them.
Don't disrespect it.
Is it wine and cheese or wine and food?
It's Food and Wine Festival.
Anyway, who do you think is the all-time fantasy football points leader?
Brady.
They had this on Get Up this morning. Did you see it? You didn't see it?
No.
Do you guys play fantasy football? I don't play much fantasy football.
I do.
So this is a standard league. They just happen to, I guess they're doing the 24 hours of fantasy football on ESPN. So on Get Up, they do those trivia questions that Jalen Rose always gets right. Jalen Rose, you ask him a basketball question, he is an encyclopedia. It's amazing. But anyway, all-time points leader in fantasy football for a standard league.
For one season?
No.
In
the history of fantasy football.
Had to be a quarterback. I'd say Brady.
I don't know what a standard league means, but...
So there's point per reception, and then there's standard. So if it's a PPR league, every time somebody gets a catch, it's a point. But in a standard, you don't.
Answer the question. Okay. He didn't ask for all that.
So who is the all-time fantasy football points leader, standard league?
Chad Henne.
I would say a quarterback.
That's a guy who goes to Epcot Center.
And I would say, a guy that's been around a long Brady.
It is Drew Brees. Drew Brees.
Makes sense.
I got nothing else.
That's it? You have the list?
No. I just happened to remember that from Get Up this morning. It wasn't even...
Oh, yeah.
I was just done railing about Epcot Center, and I was trying to make a detour.
I would assume the first 10 are quarterbacks.
Do you want a list? I have a list.
Of that, or it's just a list?
No, of the greatest left-handed... left-handed...
He's going to sneak in these little topics.
Well, he told me during one of the commercial breaks, he goes, man, I am hot. He works out his material on us during the commercial breaks. He works out his material. He goes, "Oi, Hawk, I am hot. Colin Cowherd came out with this list of top lefties in history. I mean, this thing is running me hot."
You said.
I look at him and I go, "Yeah, I don't care."
And you heard him. That's why I tried to sneak it
and
back
he just
in.
Tried to sneak it in. Who's number one? Just out of curiosity. Best lefty of all time.
Number one on his list. Oh, it's an awful list. Babe Ruth was number one. It's awful. Aristotle, though, number five.
All right. I am not interested. And now that you've named two people on that list, I'm less interested. Aristotle. Who knows if Aristotle's righty or lefty?
I would say he's more well known than Babe Ruth.
Actually, Aristotle, yeah, worldwide.
Yeah. At Epcot, no you learn yeah. that Aristotle's
yeah.
left.
Yeah, no question.
Babe Tucker Ruth Duke's beat time. Aristotle?
Babe Ruth was number one lefty of all the time.
Keanu Reeves, number eight.
All right. Now you're sneaking this list in here that nobody cares about. I'm imagining it was Colin Cowherd's lowest rated segment in the history of his radio show. Tucker Duke's time. I want to talk about Tucker Duke's. I love tweeting. What do I love?
Like teeting something. You like to teat.
I like to feed off the teat of Tucker Dukes.
That sounds nasty.
It certainly would not be their marketing slogan if I'm just spitballing.
Come feed
things.
Off the teat. Tuesday nights. Teat night.
I do like talking and tweeting. And Instagramming about Tucker Duke's Lunchbox. When you go there, you will fall in love with the food. They're famous for their burgers, especially a Tucker Duke burger. Now, that is a half-pound burger with American cheese piled high with onion rings covered in their signature Tucker sauce. For August, they do a special burger every month. So for August, their burger of the month is called the Guavalupe. This is so good. It's a half-pound burger, thin-sliced seared pork belly, English white cheddar, guava paste, spring mix lettuce, and it's all on a toasted onion bun. How good is that? Tucker Duke's, they've got great weekly specials as well. Happy hour Monday through Friday from 3 p.m. till 6 p.m. Again, 9 p.m. till close. They've got wooden nickel Wednesdays, which is tomorrow. You buy one beer, you get one free. It's good on all beers, 3 p.m. till close. Thirsty Thursday ladies nights with wine specials starting at 3 p.m. till close. They also have all day happy hour on Sundays. The weekends at Tucker Duke's are amazing. Don't go for a weekend at Epcot Center. Go for a weekend at Tucker Duke's. On Saturdays and Sundays, 10 a.m. till 3 p.m., they have an amazing brunch menu. It is amazing. You can wash it all down with bottomless mimosas or Bloody Marys for just $12. Check them out online. The website is tuckerdukes.com. They're very active on Instagram and Twitter as well. Must follows. They've got two locations in our area, Deerfield Beach and Boca Raton. That website, again, is tuckerdukes.com. So good. You will fall in love with the food. In about 20, 25 minutes, John Clayton, the professor from the Washington Post and ESPN Radio in Seattle, he will join us to talk some NFL on Hockman and Crowder. Sorry, I get a little worked up on the Epcot Center stuff.
We noticed.
We could ask John Clayton at 5 o'clock because he likes when we detour from football a little bit. I mean, we got to start out in football, but then he always seems to have strong opinions. I mean, I was going to ask him about Kenny Rogers Roasters and Fast Times at Ridgemont High, but now I feel like I need to ask him about Epcot Center.
Ask him about Aristotle being on his top list of lefties.
Bro, sneak that in one more time. You are going to get slapped. I'm telling you, you try to sneak in that lefty list one more time. It's not outrageous to anyone. Like, one of the things you want to do with lists and takes is make people cape up for one side or the other. I'm torching Epcot Center. That is some people's favorite theme park in the world. Man, they are flipping mad if you look at the text line. You look at my private texts. People are mad. Nobody gives a bleep if Aristotle's a lefty or not, and if he's ranked 5 or 1 on your list. Like, what are you looking for? Where's your payoff?
Justice Winslow should be on that list.
No one cares.
Yeah, wrong tree.
This hour is brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. So what's the biggest, most pressing news today other than I'm getting just torched on the text machine? And I honestly don't get it. I do not get the love affair with Epcot Center. People get, like, hypnotized when they were a kid. I think what happened was kind of like what Solana said there. You wait till you're 21. It's right in your backyard. You wait. You get there at 21. You go drinking around the world, and it's a great memory because you're with all your friends, and you drank around the world, and you probably got a hotel room, and they're like... But, yeah, I mean, get to 30, and you're telling me you still want to go back there? Like, what am I missing? I don't understand what I'm missing.
Maybe nostalgia.
Well.
Me and my friends, we go every year since we turned 21.
Okay, that's fine. Like, I get that, but don't tell me that it's a great place for drinking. Like, if it's a great memory, it's a great memory. Like, that's, go with that.
And you got to be well off to go there drinking.
Oh, my God. I mean, you're not. That's not drinking at the tavern in the Grove.
You know what it is? It's a rich kid getaway.
Yeah. Or if you're not a rich kid and you're going there to drink, shame on you. You're wasting up all your money.
Better be with some rich kids.
Like $18 for a quesadilla in Mexico.
I've never been as a grown-up.
This is not worth your time.
Oh, I'm not. After I've heard you for a couple of years talk about it, it's no way in hell I'm going.
Joe Shad, by the way, from the Palm Beach Post, he had tweeted earlier, I mentioned it. Brian Flores said, yes, for now the plan is to start Ryan Fitzpatrick against Tampa on Friday. And Joe Shad opines, I feel unless something dramatic changes, Fitz will start the season versus Baltimore. And I know a lot of Dolphins fans don't necessarily want to hear that because they want to see Josh Rosen. But we actually worked it out. I think it was in the 3 o'clock hour where we were, it just doesn't make sense. Like, if you start with Josh Rosen and he doesn't do well, and I would be hard pressed to find a quarterback that I think would do well with this Dolphins offensive line. Like,
tough.
So you're setting him up for failure, and then people are going to be calling for Ryan Fitzpatrick, and then what have you done? So I think Joe Shad is right. You start the season with Ryan Fitzpatrick, knowing that you're probably going to go to Josh Rosen after the bye week.
And if Josh Rosen then, you know, knock on wood, hopefully he balls out. But if he plays bad, he craps the bed, do they call for Rudock or Fitzpatrick again?
I think if he craps the bed, you just ride out the season the way that you had planned, which was to be bad.
Yes. And
like that was the plan.
That's the thing about starting Rosen. You start Rosen, now you bring in a 37-year-old week five?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It's so silly not to start him. You let him get
the
kinks out
the way. If you start with Rosen week one against Baltimore, that dude's got to play all 16 games.
Yes.
I don't care what happens. You start with Fitzpatrick, you can go to Rosen.
And that's the way to go. You can't go from Rosen. No, you can, obviously, but you shouldn't go from Rosen to Fitzpatrick. That is the dumbest plan ever.
Well, it's one of the reasons, too, that we talked about today where they're going to start him against Tampa. Like Joe Shad wrote there, like, yeah, you wouldn't go from Rosen to Fitzpatrick to play with the twos on Friday night. I mean, what are you saying about Ryan Fitzpatrick? We need to see him for a little bit? Like, if you were starting Josh Rosen Friday, then you're going right to Jake Rudock. And by the way, I would imagine, like, week four, it will be Josh Rosen starting the week four preseason game for a couple of series and then going right to Jake Rudock for the rest of the game.
Listen, there's 13 games under Rosen's belt. That's not a lot of NFL football. 13 games and with a bad offensive line, there's not full evaluation there. Fitzpatrick has started 126 games, played in 141. His evaluation is over. His test has been taken. The teachers have sent it through the Scantron, and they threw it out already. It's in scraps. Everybody knows what Fitzpatrick is. Have him do what you want to do with him, and then when he does whenever he Fitzpatrick's, because we know what he does. We watched it in Tampa last year. We watched it with Buffalo. We watched it in New York. We've watched him, Hawk. Then you put Rosen in it. It is the plan. Why does everybody run from it?
By the way, John Clayton, who's coming on in 10 minutes, he wrote in the Washington Post today, the whole headline of his column is the NFL needs to shorten the preseason. And he goes on in the first paragraph to say they have to cut down on preseason games. 19 starting quarterbacks sat out of the preseason openers. 19 out of 32. And then week four, you probably have 32 out of 32 that are sitting out. So John Klain actually wrote about that. So we're going to talk with him in the next segment, and we can get his take on Rosen versus Fitzpatrick as well. Hurricane season is here, and it's a reminder to call or visit BNT, Impact Windows and Doors. That's the company my wife and I use for our home. Great feeling when you've got PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. Not only does our house look better than it has in years, but our homeowner's insurance is going down because of the Impact Windows and Doors. And BNT is the way to go. Tom and Brett came out to our house. They showed us exactly which PGT custom windows and doors would serve us well. And then, boom, we were on our way. And the great thing about BNT, they handle everything. They got our homeowners association approval, which was required. They got the city permits from the city of Boca. The communication from BNT while we were waiting for installation was great. The actual installation was flawless. And then when the city comes out to inspect, BNT was right there with us in case the inspectors had any questions. So I just can't tell you how absolutely thrilled we are that we use BNT Impact Windows and Doors for our home. You should use them for your home as well. Those PGT custom windows and doors make any homeowner feel great and secure. So enough hearing me talk about them every day. It's time for you to call BNT Impact Windows and Doors, 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you could check them out online at bntimpactwindows.com. We will talk some NFL and maybe Epcot Center with John Clayton next on Hockman and Crowder.